The Drive with Rob and Roz. You happy, baby? Jacaranda FM.
Chatting to Cassie from SADAG this afternoon. We've had her on the show before. She's incredible and amazing, all the work that they do. Cassie, hi. Welcome back.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a heavy week in the world of mental health.
It is. It's a heavy topic. This week is Teen Suicide Prevention Week. It's a heavy topic because so many of us are scared to talk about heavy things like teen depression and teen suicide. But in the world of what we're living in today, these topics are so important and they can actually be really positive and not scary. And that's why SADAG is here, to encourage people to talk about it, show that you can have a very normal conversation around mental health and maybe make it a little bit less heavy.
Yeah, I mean, how do you even go about doing that?
So I think for so many of us, and especially as parents and anyone who has a teenager in their life, talking about such a heavy thing, no one's ever equipped us with what to say, what not to say, how do you start this conversation. It's like having the dreaded birds and the bees conversation. No one wants to do it. And I think this is why we're so scared about talking about it. We also know that there's this myth or idea that if I talk about suicide with my teenager, I'm going to plant the seed. I'm going to make them think about it. I'm going to make them want to kill themselves. And that's not the case. Actually, talking about mental health issues, talking about suicide can actually prevent suicides from happening. So the first and foremost, my biggest tip is, as a parent or an adult or a teacher, is just learning about the topic. So we get used to the words, we get used to saying it out loud, we get less scared about talking about it. And if we're more comfortable, we can have a connected conversation with a teenager in our life. So that's a good first step, is learn and get comfortable with the words.
Yeah. So at the moment, the things that teenagers have to go through are very different than what we went through as teenagers. I mean, there's things like cyberbullying. They are exposed to so many expectations on social media that are not real life, and they kind of think they're falling behind because they're not at that level yet. So how do you kind of make them realize that where they are in their lives is okay, and that it's okay to get upset about it, but it doesn't have to lead to taking your own life?
Absolutely. And I think exactly what you said, when we were growing up, you know, as teenagers, we were still busy and playing, and our teenagers now are having to deal with really big life decisions. They're expected to think like adults and be exposed to all these different things. And especially what we've been through as a world during COVID, you know, all those extra stresses and changes and trauma and loss has a profound impact on us as adults, never mind as teenagers who's still developing. We also know being a teenager is really hard. So much is happening and changing and around us. So adding all these extra things, like you've mentioned, does make it hard. And we forget, or we think that teenagers, what could they possibly be sad about? What do they have to be depressed about? Everything is fine. Everything is catered for them. I think a lot of how teenagers cope with their problems or even identify it is as adults and parents and society, as to how we perceive it and how we talk to them about it, and normalize that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be happy, and it's okay to be overwhelmed, but that they don't have to do it alone. You know, so many teenagers who reach out to SADAG on our helplines on a daily basis often feel like they have no one to talk to or no one to turn to, that, you know, their parents won't understand, adults don't think that their problems are real, and they often get stuck alone. And that's when those negative thoughts grow and grow and get deeper and heavier. And they feel like they just want to end the pain. They want to end their problems. And that's when they think that suicide may be the only way to end those problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Sorry, just to jump in there. It's one of those things that's absolutely correct, because it doesn't matter what age you are or what life experience you have and so on. The worst thing that's ever happened to you is still the worst thing that's ever happened to you. You know, it's all good and well as an adult to put things in comparison and say, well, this isn't as bad as that. But when you're there and you're, what, 15, 16 years old and the world feels like it's falling apart, that's because that's what you feel like.
Absolutely. And, you know, we get this so often when you're 15 or you're 14 and you have your first breakup, right? Your world has fallen apart. Everything that you dreamed and thought about and the plans you made have all changed. And then you throw into that mix, you know, family problems, mom and dad are fighting, I've just failed a test, my best friend is not talking to me. That is their entire world. And that's when they feel like, I can't do this. And so many times we get those teens that are reaching out saying, I just don't know what to do. I don't know who to talk to. I just can't do this. And those are the teens that are reaching out, that do know about that egg. And there are probably so many other teens who feel so alone with these big feelings and feeling as if they're not real or that they're not valid. And that's why it's so important to talk about emotions and feelings and problems and that it's okay and that we'll figure it out together. But it happens all too often. And I think as parents, we also assume, well, something like depression or suicide only happens to other people's children, not mine. Mine are fine. And we also think that, oh, but my child is, you know, doing well. They're such an all-rounder. They're so, you know, good at school. We often kind of measure who should have depression or who would qualify for that. And depression doesn't discriminate. It can affect any age, especially children and teenagers, any race, any gender. I mean, to put in perspective, and it's a hard stat to swallow, but it's an important one for so many parents to realize how serious this is. The youngest suicide in South Africa has been 6 years old. That's a child in grade one. We mustn't underestimate that our children, our teenagers, can feel big emotions. And if we don't help them to navigate that, they don't know where to go.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Cassie. So much information. And really, we are going to make sure that all the SADAG details in support of this week and going forward are up on our website. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.